Okay, so today we're going to be taking a pretty close look at the classification of laws associated with school students, the system developed by the National Cancer Institute. Disclosure, this work was completed under a federal contract with the National Cancer Institute with the MyoTech Corporation. Our overview, just kind of a summary of where we're going to go today. We're going to do some background information on obesity prevalence and look at the classification of laws associated with school students, do some state case studies, and identify methods for accessing and using the class data. So everybody in this room is probably familiar with these CDC maps, but this specific map is looking at adolescent obesity prevalence. And I just wanted to draw your attention down here, because these are some of the states that we're going to be looking at for some of our case studies. So over time, as you can see, obesity prevalence has almost tripled from 1980 to 2008. And there is a disparity, and I'm sure that we're all familiar with that. Compared with affluent white children, the odds of obesity were about 2.7, 1.9, and 3.2 times higher for poor Hispanic, white, and black children, respectively. And this equates to 17% of the children in our country are obese, and that equates to about 12.5 million children. So one of the National Cancer Institute's priorities was to take a look at the school nutrition and physical activity policy environment. And they, along with consultants and collaboration with the CDC, developed this classification of laws associated with school students. And as it says up there, it looks at physical education and recess policy environment along with the school nutrition policy environment. Class does include 50 states and the D.C. area, and it includes elementary, middle, and high school policies. And as I said, class was developed in collaboration with senior policy analysts, doctoral students, PhDs, and experts in the field. The topic areas were selected by consensus, and that was done through the expert panel, where they reviewed published literature, key documents, and government reports. And in 2008, the nutrition piece of the class system was revised based on new government reports and new findings. So what's included in class? Some of the physical activity variables that are included include physical education time requirements, physical activity time requirements, staffing requirements for phys ed teachers, physical education curriculum standards, assessment of health-related fitness, and recess time requirements. Nutrition policies in class, I'm just going to quickly go through these. Competitive foods, reimbursable meals, school meal environment, food service director qualifications, coordinating and advisory councils, nutrition education curriculum, food marketing and body mass index screening. So this is an example of what a scoring or the scoring tool looks like for one of these variables. And I'd like to draw your attention up here to the bolded areas. A 5 and a 6 on this scoring tool would pretty much correlate to the IOM's recommendations for competitive foods, the report that came out in 2007. And it's either prohibits competitive foods altogether, or it allows very specific foods with very specific calorie and fat recommendations. So a 4 would be that the state does create some guidelines, but it doesn't quite meet the IOM's guidelines. And a 3, the 3 and the 4 are kind of the same, and then a 2, it's very undefined. It's just a requirement that the schools do have to have some nutrition guidelines. And then a 1 is a recommendation to have some guidelines. So we wanted to take a look at some of the states that changed over time the most. So we looked at data from 2003, and we totaled the state scores, and we totaled the state scores in 2010. And these are the states that changed the most, just from these totals. And as you can see, most of the there's many more states that strengthened their policies, and not so many that weakened. Oh, and some states did do a combination, like Arkansas and Louisiana, and we'll go over those a little bit later on in the presentation. So as I said at the beginning, this is just kind of a map of the states that we chose to look at because their policies changed a lot over time. And as you can see, a lot of policies are being implemented down here in the southern states. And so that's kind of interesting because that's where the highest obesity prevalence it is at this point, for children and for adults. And just to give a little bit more sociodemographic information on those states, six of the states that we looked at were actually below the national poverty line for poverty rate, and then about eight were below the national average for populations with less than a four-year college degree. So it's an interesting dynamic where you're having states doing a lot of policy work in areas where obesity prevalence is high. So the next six slides, we are going to take a look at the states that we chose to look at a little more in depth. And these we'll go through each one, and the figures in your handout kind of correspond to each of these states. So Arkansas, like we said, strengthened and weakened some of their policies. Competitive foods and beverages increased from a zero, meaning they had no provision, to a six. And then food service director qualifications also increased from a zero to a four. And that's a big distinction. A zero to a six is, I mean, you're going from the lowest score to the highest score. And what their law looks like, and it says in your figure one, is that it prohibited all competitive foods. So it was a complete ban, and I think that's for elementary school. BMI decreased from a three to a two over time, and I think we're all familiar with the Arkansas BMI screening law that, it was required to have BMI screening in schools every year, and recently they've kind of scaled that back, and now they're doing every other year, so that's been that decrease. But Arkansas still is, it's still a forerunner in the BMI screening. There's not many states that have that. And then physical education recess increased from a zero to a two. Louisiana is another one that increased and decreased some of its policies. And Louisiana, I don't know if anybody has ever looked at their state code or their statutes, but it's pretty confusing, and there's a lot of statutes to look at. So I did provide a glimpse of the statutes in Figure 2 for you to take a look at, and I think that is the elementary school's increase from in competitive foods from the 3 to a 4. So you can check your handout to take a look at that language. And then what's interesting is that Louisiana went from a 3 to a 4 for all of its competitive foods in elementary schools, but it decreased from a 3 to a 1. And the reason being is that it allowed for some unhealthy, or not necessarily unhealthy, but it only regulated 50% of the foods and beverages to be healthy. So it allowed for whatever else to be sold 50% of the other time. So that's why it went from a 3 to a 1. New Mexico strengthened its policy. And this was an actually interesting law. And competitive foods increased across all variables from a 0 to a 4, so from no provision to almost reaching the IOM's gold standard. And then Food Advisory Committee increased from a 0 to a 2. New York strengthened its policies overall, and BMI went from a 0 to a 2, which is interesting because, again, there's not many states that have provisions at the state level addressing BMI. And that, I think, is figure 4 or 5 in your handout. You can see an example of the BMI law. And then West Virginia, we have on this slide the physical education time requirements increased from 2 to 4, and the assessment went from 2 to 4 as well. But West Virginia also has a lot of nutrition statutes and regulations that are very good as well, but they've been consistently consistently good over time. And then Kentucky is the only state that we saw that really weakened their policies that was very interesting to us. And it went from a 6 for its competitive foods, so the highest, down to a 4. And what happened there was that it was a ban, so they banned competitive foods, and then Kentucky implemented some actually really excellent competitive food laws, but they didn't quite meet the IOM gold standard, so and our scoring variable standard. So they actually went down a little bit. So that's kind of an interesting side note. So if you're interested in finding information about your state and where it kind of adds or kind of how it adds up against the rest of the states, you can go to the CLASS website. And each state has its profile, and there's also some CLASS briefs and some other presentations that are up on the website for you all to check out. And just our summary, background information, we covered that. We looked at the classification of laws associated with school students, the scoring system, and we looked at some state case studies, and we identified methods for accessing CLASS. And if you have any questions, you can contact the project officer at the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Frank Perna, or myself. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.